Perhaps you can simply recognize that you're already aware. Already aware. Awareness, noticing what's obvious. Mind and body, these five aggregates, these processes that live our lives, simply tumble on. Consciousness knowing, feeling. Whether we're mindful or not, these processes are tumbling on. Knowing, feeling, perceiving, engaging. Mindfulness, awareness. And simply wake up like the lights coming on to illuminate what's already being known, what is already being felt. Abiding. The possibility of not doing anything. Not consciously trying to be aware of something, or even trying to be aware. Already aware. Already known. At a certain point in practice, There is a kind of trust. In this capacity, in the direction of the Dharma, the wisdom our system understands the direction of the Dharma. And as it begins to taste that, it naturally wants to head there, like the rivers naturally head to the ocean. Can we trust this? Rather than trying to control it. Already aware. The Dharma can reveal itself in any experience whatsoever. What we are noticing has the power to show us liberating understanding. The what we are aware of is not as important as this establishment of the mindfulness. It is the establishment of mindfulness, the curiosity about any experience as being human experience and as being impermanent, unreliable, not me, not mine, not who I am. That opens our hearts to freedom. Sayadaw Utejaniya says, "The Dharma is everywhere. Are you ready to see it?" Wow, Sitting on the cushion, we can see the Dharma. While walking in nature, we can see the Dharma. While making coffee, turning on the faucet, sitting down, noticing a breath, Dharma is everywhere. Are you ready to see it?